The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Elke aand net na 10 oor 6 gesels ons oor die groot nuus stories in Explain Well with Costel. En vandag is daar meer as een groot nuus storie. Dit gaan net aan en aan en aan. So Christel, waar begin ons?
So I thought we can make this talk about doors.
Okay.
Doors. The revolving door at 10 Downing Street. Prison doors. And the door to power.
I've got 2 out of 3 so far. So Liz Truss, who the Prime Minister of the UK, who resigned today because everything in England is a disaster right now. En Lindiwe Sisulu. Praat jy oor John Block?
Wat aanklop by die tronkdeure en nie ingelaat word nie. She was blocked visiting Block.
Sure, ek het 'n meme gesien vandag wat gesê 10 Downing Street is like a short stay Airbnb. Because you just come in, stay for like a couple of months and out you go.
And it really is terrifying. I think on some level though, it's kind of comforting that we're not the only country going through a lot.
Yeah, it's true. Although
their mess does affect us in terms of it affects the currencies and things. But yeah, so after 45 days at the helm as being Prime Minister, Liz Truss resigned as leader of the Conservative Party today, which effectively means she has stepped down also as Prime Minister, although there'll be a period of, I think, a week for her party to find a successor. We're really starting looking at who will this successor be.
Do you know what they did last night? And this was the final straw that broke the camel's back. The least popular idea in the UK is fracking, right? There is a small group of people who want to make a lot of money, who want fracking on the UK mainland. It's universally, even the Tory party that Liz Truss represents, everyone is against this idea. What they did last night is they forced a vote on fracking, then simultaneously said, this is also a vote of confidence in our Prime Minister. And if you're a member of the party and you don't vote in the Prime Minister's favour, we will fire you from the party. Effectively forcing all of these people to vote for a policy that they hated. And then halfway through the vote, they turned around and said, oh no, this isn't actually a vote on the Prime Minister. And then all of the people who'd already voted said, why the hell are you making me vote for something I don't want to vote for? Now my constituents know that I voted for this thing that I'm against. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back last night and vandag is hy uit.
And that perhaps takes us to the third door, which we haven't touched upon. And we're coming back to the prison door. But the third door is the door to power in South Africa, linked to the electoral reform legislation.
Ek is so vies hieroor.
Yeah.
I thought when you said the bill to power and you said it started with the word that started with the words EL, I thought you were going to talk about link to the electricity.
No, that power we just don't
have. It's a lot, guys.
The amendment bill went through today. So basically, you know, we're allowed to have independent candidates now for national elections. So if you need, let's say for argument's sake, 10,000 votes to get a seat in Parliament, Mayeros and McKenzie stand up your aya, then all you need is 10,000 to get your seat. If you now get 30,000 votes, what happens to the last two seats? So the argument was, well, they should stay for independence because they didn't go to a political party. The bill that went through today means those two seats get taken away and given back to the political parties. It clinked for me as nonsense.
Yeah.
And it's also linked to the fact that the proportional representation system remains. So it's linked to that. And yes, civil society have just said this is not acceptable. Our caveat here is it's not yet a law.
Yeah.
So it's now going to the NCOP if and when they sign it off, because most likely they will. It will go to the president for ratification.
So dit is nog nie 'n wet nie, maar ons kan sien van die hoeveelheid mense wat gestem het ten gunste daarvan teenoor die mense wat gesê het nee, dit is nie, it wasn't a close race.
No.
It was a large proportion of those people that are already in parliament that are like no, we don't want this. So as it nou by die volgende stap kom, what I am expecting is going to happen is that it's just going to get ratified and it's going to be voted in.
100%, which is very disappointing to see, because the entire idea of bringing independent people in is so that we don't have to rely on the handful of political parties we have that nobody seems to like and that don't seem to have any policies that have any ideas to change things. The reason we wanted independence was to get new ideas in, but if you're going to hamstring our ability to vote these people in, that doesn't help either. And that was today as well. It's been a news day and it's been irritating me all day.
It's been a lot. It's been a lot.
Dis moeg.
Wel, as jy moeg is, kan jy altyd probeer om vir iemand te gaan kuier in die tronk. Maar
I forgot about this.
Dis nie so maklik wat jy dink nie. So and my caveat here is we have to see this. We honestly, in my opinion, have to see this in the context of the ANC elective politics.
Yeah.
We're I think less than two months away from the ANC having to choose its new top six leadership. We know current ANC president Cyril Ramaphosa has been endorsed by, I think, six provinces. Lindiwe Sisulu, the Minister of Tourism, wanted to visit John Block, the former MEC in the Northern Cape, who was convicted of fraud, corruption, and money laundering in 2015,
yeah,
in prison, saying he's a relative, and she and Reverend Alan Busak wants to go in, and Reverend Alan Busak wants to pray for him. And they were not allowed in. The prison authorities just said there weren't the necessary arrangements made and you can't go in. It has become, a big political, I'm going to call it what it is, soapboxing.
Yes.
Do you know how little support you have when you are Lindiwe Sisulu looking around going, who can I get to support me? Oh, I know, John Block's in jail. Let's go visit him.
And let's make a big thing of a convicted criminal.
Yeah. This is the support you want to bring to your table?
Yeah.
This is what you want to do in the Northern Cape? You want to be like, I'm gonna make a noise about the bad treatment of this convicted fraudster and thereby win his political bloc to support? Come on.
Precies. And it is not as if the klagtes nie bevestig is nie.
He's
in jail. Yeah. And there you're going.
And I actually heard a clip of Reverend Alan Busak likening this today to the apartheid government.
Saying
the apartheid government would not allow people in to pray for people in prisons.
I'm tired of politics. I'm tired. Yeah.
But so yes, that is today's edition of Interesting Doors. And the news just keeps coming. And heads up, I'm not even gonna lie, it's not gonna slow down. The ANC elective conference is only starting 16 December.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Happy, baby. Jacaranda FM.